The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
We're going cold open to start this morning as the San Jose Sharks posted their first win of the year. They are now 1-4-2 on the season, 4 points on the year. And last night we got to watch something pretty ridiculous in terms of what Macklin Celebrini, Will Smith, and William Eklund brought to the table. 12 points from three players who have been developed by the Sharks franchise. It has been a number of years for William Eklund. Obviously, the first 2 years, he played a handful of games, went back to Sweden, went back to the AHL, and then we saw him really start to develop. Last year, he jumps up to 58 points. Will Smith last year as a rookie has a little bit of a slow start, but really gets rolling after January and ended the season as one of the strongest rookies in the league. Macklin Celebrini, had he been on a team that was not at the bottom of the league, he would have won the Calder. He is been said to be the face of the NHL going forward. Last night, he showed everyone why, once again, he is the best young player in the NHL. He had 3 goals. He had 2 assists. 2 of those 3 goals came within the final 10 seconds of a period to help his team. That's a huge, huge moment. You get end-of-period goals, you're able to take advantage of those and turn those into winnable games, of which the San Jose Sharks were. Then he had the assist on the game-winning goal. Just ridiculous, just absurd, and just a testament to how talented this young Sharks core can be. I think one of the reasons that everyone has poked at the Sharks for their rough start this year is that everybody knows how ridiculous this team's offense at the very least is going to be in a couple years, and they are going to be very, very, very difficult to deal with. We're even overlooking the fact that a young player like Colin Graf had a point, that a young player like Michael Misa had a point in this game. Those are things that we're not even talking about because the dominance of those top three players, not to overlook 2 points by Dmitry Orlov, but you have a 3-point game from William Eklund, a 4-point game from Will Smith, a 5-point game from Macklin Celebrini. That is dominance. That is taking over a game, which is exactly what you need your best players to do. Sharks, win it. Cue the open.
Eklund, a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it.
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Celebrini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Smith backhands over to Celebrini, right side, cycles it back to Smith. Smith with speed down the left side, cross the line, holds the puck. He's got Celebrini breaking in. Macklin goes for the win, and he shoots it. It's stopped by Shesterkin from the point-blank range, 5 feet in front of the net. Celebrini digs it free. Cross-eye Smith, shot. He scores! Will Smith gets the game winner from Macklin Celebrini, and an entire Sharks bench comes roaring out with Nedeljkovic from the goal crease to celebrate with Will Smith. The Sharks win it in overtime, 6-5.
Yeah, obviously it's nice to get the result, and that's the biggest thing. Again, we're playing some pretty good hockey. You know, we're going, you know, toe to toe with one of the, you know, better teams in the league. And credit to the group. You know, we just kept playing, and even the last few, you know, week here with the losses, the guys show up with great attitudes. They're coachable. They're working hard to get better individually and collectively. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's about the players in that dressing room that you have to execute, and I feel for them right now.
Oh, man, good morning, everyone. How are we all doing? Let us all breathe a sigh of relief as the San Jose Sharks get their first win of the year. And I got to say, it's not the worst situation in the world right now. And you might thinking, what are you talking about, Ted? Where are you going with this? Just for comparison, I will point out that Calgary right now only has 3 points on the year. And the level of expectation for them was at a far higher level than it was for San Jose, especially after they just narrowly missed out on a playoff spot 1 year ago, and they have lost 7 in a row. And for San Jose, they've played 7 games, 1 fewer than Calgary. They've got 1 more point. And you know what? I'm thinking now with this win, you can feel a whole lot better about everything. The other thing that I tell myself, and I know that this is not based in reality, is that if, and I know ifs and buts and candy and nuts, et cetera, if the Sharks had won those first two games of the year that they blew, let's be honest, they blew both those games, they would have three wins of the year, and everyone would be a whole lot less freaked out about what we saw to begin this year. And that's relatively understandable because, yes, wins calm things down. But I do think it's important to note the first game of the year was pretty darn good. Second game of the year, they scored a lot of goals, but they were not very structured overall. Third game of the year, they got beat up by a Carolina team that's expected to contend. You know, then we start looking at the game against Utah. That was a bad game. There's no denying it, but that was one game. It was, you know, at elevation against a team that was waiting to break out. Then they played okay against Pittsburgh. Let's acknowledge that for what it was. They played okay against the Islanders and gave themselves a shot in that game. And then they finally found themselves a win in this game against the Rangers. So, you know, I'm trying to look at everything relatively normally, right? Like, try not to freak out about everything because it's easy to do that, guys. I got to tell you. But now you think to yourself, okay, most of what we've been seeing from the Sharks has been okay. It's not been commensurate with a team that hadn't won through their first, you know, six games of the year. And this is, if we're looking for growth, it took them until their 10th game of the year last year to get their first number win. 2 years ago was double-digit losses to start the season. This year, they have won their 7th game of the year. So if we're using that as the metric, then there is relative growth to what we saw, and I don't think that should be overlooked when all is said and done because the Sharks have given themselves chances in games up to this point, more chances than games where they haven't. You know, they've played 7 games, and they had a chance to win game number 1. They had a chance to win game number 2. In game number 4, game number 5 against Pittsburgh, they gave themselves a chance in that game. They had a chance against the Islanders, and they gave themselves a chance to win against the Rangers. So I think if you look at the majority of the games, the Sharks have had an opportunity at the very least. They've not been getting blown out except for the one game against Carolina, which I don't even think was that bad of a blowout. It was just, you know, they were going up against a better team. That's how it goes sometimes in professional sports. But when you watch the Sharks break out last night the way that they did, when you had Will Smith scoring his first two goals of the year and getting 2 assists, a 4-point night for him, when you have Macklin Celebrini scoring the second hat trick of his career, it happens at Madison Square Garden at a moment where the season, I won't say is on the brink, because we all know this was not going to be a contention type season. We hope for growth, but when things felt like they were at their most negative, who stepped up for San Jose? It was Macklin Celebrini. It was the face of the franchise. It was the future face of the NHL. It's the player that everyone should fear because of how good he has the potential to be. He has a 5-point game. That's the second 5-point game of his career. And think about how long it took him last year to net his first hat trick. You know, that came in the game against the Wild. Will Smith had a great game as well. You know, that took him the majority of his first season in the NHL. And then now we are 7 games into his second season, and he's got his second hat trick. And no, I'm not saying that we should expect these to come at certain intervals, but in terms of figuring out the games, now he's got like 2 in his last 20, as opposed to 0 for his first 70. So those are the things that I'm looking at. You know, I'm looking at the positive. William Eklund last night, he had an absolutely phenomenal game, just being in the mix of so many scoring opportunities and just high-quality lines. It shows you how good this offense has the potential of being. And I know I ripped on that coming in, but, you know, I saw on social media, on Reddit for hockey last night, I go and, you know, people posting Macklin getting his hat trick and Will Smith with the game winner, and people just, you know, saying things like, the Sharks offense is going to be ridiculous and might already be ridiculous. And yeah, the Sharks, for the most part, have not had much trouble scoring goals this year. It's definitely a turn from what we saw last year. But this is what we also have to take into consideration is that, yes, we saw Jeff Skinner get off to a nice start to the year. He's a veteran. He's supposed to do that. Dmitry Orlov, he's had a couple of bad plays, but he's been off to a nice start this year. I haven't minded his game that much. It was good to see Tim Liljegren get back in the lineup last night. You know, you've watched Tyler Toffoli. He's had some points up to this point, but what you are waiting for are these young players to get rolling. Last night may have been that turning point for Will Smith. you know, now you've got multiple points for Michael Misa. Now you've got Macklin Celebrini playing like a superstar. Not that he wasn't at any point of the season, but I'm just saying he's having those types of performances. And I think we've watched, even though he didn't play last night, Sam Dickinson get better. We've now watched, you know, multiple games with points from Colin Graf. He's getting better game after game after game. Those are the things that we have to put against the realities of what we saw. For the veterans in the NHL, they know the game at a better level than the young players do. And I'm not saying that Macklin Celebrini isn't as talented as these older players, as these veterans. That's not the point I'm trying to make. I'm just saying that the adjustment at the start of every year in the first couple of years for these young players, it's more for them to get caught up with. They have not had as much information, as much data in their brains that they crunch to rely upon to fuel their ability in the game. That's not what these guys have in their, you know, in their hard drive, right? Like the Tyler Toffolis, who've been around forever, he understands the game. He has a better understanding of what he's supposed to do, of what the game is going to bring. And so his level is going to be a bit more steady from game one to game 82 and beyond. But for Macklin Celebrini, for Will Smith, for William Eklund, for Colin Graf, for Michael Misa, for all these young guys, the talent is there. That is undeniable. It's learning the NHL, how to play the game, when to make your moves, when to pick your spots. Those are the things that they're learning. Also, the play away from the puck. That's a big play part of it as well. It's not as easy as everyone wants to make it. And so for San Jose, you know, this was a game where you saw more of these guys, in my opinion, getting accustomed to the NHL and being able to take advantage of that and turn it into good performances, which is exactly what you were hoping to see, which is exactly what the Sharks need to do on a game-to-game basis. Now, they're in a difficult situation tonight, second night of a back-to-back in New Jersey against a New Jersey team that has a lot of talent and a lot of potential, but the fact of the matter is they took advantage of what was in front of them last night. Even though they saw a 2-0 lead turn into a 2-1 game, turn into a 3-1 game, turn into a 3-2 game, and then turn into a 3-3 tie, and then turn into a 4-3 deficit. You know, this was not an easy game by any means, but the Sharks did not let it get away from them. You know, especially when they gave up the shorthanded goal to make it 4-3. That could have been a turning point, and I think at earlier games this year, they would have let it get away from them. I think last year they would have let it get away from them, but this game they fought back. Macklin Celebrini, with his third goal of the game, was able to come through with that late second period goal at 19:54 and give them a tie. And then Will Smith had his first of the year to make it a 5-4 lead. Radish with his own hat trick, he makes it 5-5. And then we've got Will Smith in overtime from Macklin Celebrini. Also, how about Nedeljkovic getting an assist on that one, his first of the year? You'll love to see it. But, you know, I just watch the way that the Sharks managed that game, did not seem overwhelmed by the moment, did not seem like it was too much for them to handle. And that has us looking beyond the fight between Reeves and Rempe, which was really fun, in my opinion, you know, just to see that moment early in the game. You know, those are the things that matter. That's why you bring in these vets like Reeves, who I have been a big, big fan of. And I know there was certain individuals out there in the Sharks land who were a little bit unsure of having him on your team. You know, Reeves, I know you saw him previously as quote unquote the enemy with Vegas, but that's what he does. He wears the team logo with pride, and he's going to go out there and fight for it, literally and figuratively. That's been a big dynamic of his entire career, and he goes out there and gives it his all. I cannot say that his effort with San Jose has been any lesser than it has been with any other team. It doesn't matter who he's been the rival of before. For the time being, he's a Teal member, and he goes out there in day number one. He comes to our media with Dan Rusinowski and says, "I look good in Teal." Yeah, that's the mentality you need. You know, that guy is stepping up for the franchise. He knows exactly what his role is. No, he's not the superstar that Macklin Celebrini is supposed to be, but he knows what his role is, and he's giving it his all. And I think Michael Misa, learning, giving it his all. Dmitry Orlov, you go down the list. You know, that team has been through a lot to start this year, and hopefully this will be the momentum that they need to start getting more consistent wins. I'm not saying that I have them shooting for the moon and they're going to find a way to get themselves back into the playoff race. If they do that, great. If they don't, that wasn't the expectation in the first part this year, but they've given themselves a little bit more breathing room. And whenever we talk about this, I always go back to the great, great quote from John Madden where he says, winning does not cure everything, but it is a great deodorant. And that phrase remains remarkably accurate. Any timeline, any team, it's just the truth. That win last night did not cure everything. It did not make up for some bad losses to start the year. It did not make up for what we've seen up to this point in terms of some games that have got away from them. But it does cover it up. It makes everyone think, okay, let's calm down. We're over the hardest part, apparently, and now we can start to build upon this. Now we can start to give ourselves a little bit more of a, you know, just room for error, right? Because it seems like when you're losing, every mistake, every failure gets put under the microscope and people are saying, oh, well, this, that, and the other thing are all what they're doing wrong and that's why they can never win. Well, no, that's not true. They had some tough games, yes, of course, but it all gets put under the microscope and we turn up the magnification when they're not finding the wins. When you win, you accept some of those mistakes as being part of the process that come in part of getting a win. No one is expecting the Sharks to play perfectly. And if you are, that's going to be a losing proposition throughout the entirety of the year. Now that they've gotten this first win out of the way, they need to rectify and figure out what they did that worked so well and how they can build upon it. The defense needs to improve. I know that we can always say, oh, the goalie should have made that save. But, you know, if you look at a lot of the ways that the goalies have been, you know, the positions they've been put in, it's not been great up to this point of the year. And you've got to take that into consideration when you look at what they have done and what they have ultimately been tasked with dealing with through the early part of this season. If the defense improves, the net minding improves, the team improves. Now, yes, they did win a game 6-5 last night, clearly, but that can't be the recipe. Yes, they were able to win games like that to a great extent in the 2019 season when they went to the Western Conference Final, but that team had, you know, Joe Thornton, they had Evander Kane, Joe Pavelski, Logan Couture, Tomas Hertl, Timo Meier, Brent Burns, Erik Karlsson, Gus Nyquist, and on and on and on. They had a great deal of offensive talent, and I'm sure I'm forgetting people there in the mix, but that's not going to be the plan because it can't be the plan. And if they tighten things up, if they make these strides towards improvement, the first level of improvement is getting the win, right? That was goal number one. Now they can take steps to continue to improve their game, but it was a lot of fun last night, guys. That was just one of those moments that you're going to remember. Macklin Celebrini becoming the youngest player in the history of Madison Square Garden to record a hat trick. You think about the history of hockey that has been in that building, and Macklin Celebrini just had one of the most historic performances. That's wild. That is absolutely wild. And now, Will Smith, he's getting rolling. Michael Meese is getting rolling. Colin Graf's getting rolling. Let's see what happens now. Now we can all stop freaking out about the bad start, and now we can start focusing on hockey. All right, let's get into some of these highlights. Adam Gaudette struck first for San Jose to give them an early 1-0 lead.
Graf beat everybody to it, hangs on to it, got it back to the point. Iorio, cross ice. There's Letty to the middle of Adam Gaudette. Spins, shoots, wide of the goal. It bounced off the end board, caromed off the back of the net, and there's Michael Meese digging it free to Gaudette, centering feed, and score! Adam Gaudette gets his 100th National Hockey League point on a tremendous forecheck by San Jose, and Michael Meese in the midst of it all. In his first game at the Garden, is going to get another assist at 1:58 of the first period. Sharks 1, Rangers nothing.
That was just 1:58 into the first. Great momentum, assisted by Colin Graf and Michael Meese. And then Macklin Celebrini on the power play, assisted by William Mecklin and Dmitry Orlov, gives San Jose a 2-0 lead.
It's off the draw. They save it. They score! Macklin Celebrini and Toffoli right in front of a net. The Sharks win the faceoff. They get the puck toward the goal. Shesterkin makes the save, and then on the rebound, a little play from the point, Toffoli right there, and it went off the Ranger defense. Macklin Celebrini should get credit for the goal. Eklund and Orlov will get the assists.
A big goal for San Jose. That was Macklin Celebrini's third of the year as they take a 2-0 lead, 6:17 into the first period. But New York would battle back. Taylor Radish, assisted by Sam Carrick and Carson Soucy, makes it a 2-1 game.
As the puck worked into the corner, Rangers continue to throw it around. On the point. Oh, score! A shot by Radish goes off of Nedeljkovic and trickles in, and the Rangers get their second home goal of the young campaign and get back into this game. That shot by Radish was from 63 feet out, and it's one that Nedeljkovic probably should have kept out, but it went in. It's 2-1.
So the Rangers have the deficit, but Macklin Celebrini, with just 9 seconds remaining in the first period, gets his second of the night to give San Jose a 3-1 lead.
And now with 15 seconds left in the period, the Sharks trying to dig it free. What a job by Eklund. Feeds over to Will Smith. Now to the slot, Celebrini turns, shoots, score! What a goal! What a play! Smith to Celebrini, top corner. Sharks lead 3-1 with 8.1 seconds left in the first period.
So the Sharks, 3 goals in the first period, 2 from Macklin Celebrini. Things are trending in the right direction, but I give a lot of credit to the Rangers because they were not going to let this game get away from them without a fight. They came roaring back in the second period. It started with Zibanejad getting a goal off the power play to make it a 3-2 San Jose lead.
Off the faceoff now, Rangers on the power play. Lafreniere throws it across and they score! Mika Zibanejad, a perfect cross-ice pass through a little seam, right on the tape, and Zibanejad's power play goal makes the score, the Sharks 3 and the Rangers 2.
And that really got the Rangers rolling after that goal at the 4:04 mark to make it 3-2. They tied it up just a couple of minutes later. Juuso Parsonen makes it a 3-3 game.
Wennberg brings it up to his own blue line, but broke his stick as he was checked. Coming back in, Sherry into the slot. Stick handling on the play. They score! What a job. That's Juuso Parsonen. I think he touched the puck for the first time on that play. Made a brilliant stick handling move as Wennberg broke his stick on the play. Parsonen almost lost his balance, but by the time he got the puck, he had Nedeljkovic dead to rights, and that ties the game 3-3 for the Rangers.
Momentum had been flipped on its head. Clearly, it was all New York. They kept on pressing. Then at 12:10, Taylor Radish with a shorthanded goal, a painful goal, to give the Rangers the lead.
Orlov gives Will Smith the puck. Smith holding it, sending it across the rink. Celebrini shoots just wide. What a pass by Will Smith through traffic. That's a confident play. Unfortunately, Celebrini loses the puck. 2-1 while developing with only Orlov back. Moving in. They score! That's Radish on the left wing side. His second goal of the game, and this one shorthanded. It puts the Rangers in front 4-3, and the crowd celebrates at Madison Square Garden.
And it was something as a Sharks fan that you've maybe become a little bit accustomed to over recent years, watching a lead disappear. But with just under 10 seconds, 6 seconds remaining in the second period, who else but Macklin Celebrini, assisted by Will Smith and Dmitry Orlov, comes up with his second career hat trick to give San Jose a 4-4 tie game and life heading into the third period.
Sharks keep the pressure on now. Can they get another opportunity? 14 seconds left. Here comes the shot. Smith in front trying to tip that opportunity. Taken there by Orlov, but it's wide in the corner. Celebrini shoots. He scores! Macklin Celebrini with 5.8 seconds left gets the pass in front from the corner after the Sharks win the battle, and he gets his second career hat trick, and he ties the game 4-4.
That was huge because all of the momentum that the Rangers had built throughout that second period to take the lead had been taken away with that goal. Now, they weren't defeated by any means, but you could tell that was a big moment because San Jose had watched their 3-1 lead evaporate. They went down 4-3, but Macklin Celebrini comes up with a huge goal at the end of the second to tie it at 4 heading into the third. All right, things getting more interesting. Third period, Will Smith nets his first of the year, assisted by William Eklund and Macklin Celebrini to make it a 5-4 San Jose lead.
First penalty just about over. Now the play, now side of the net. Oh, centering pass intended for Toffoli, knocked away. Final seconds of the power play. Eklund shoots toward the net, save. Rebound, save, score! Will Smith in front of the net got it from Eklund, and that is a gigantic goal for the Sharks. They converge on each other and celebrate the fifth goal of the night for San Jose. This one by Will Smith, and it is his third point of the evening. The Sharks are ahead 5-4.
But the way that this game had been going, you felt like there were going to be more goals, and boy, there were. Taylor Radish, 11:50 of the third, his own hat trick, assisted by JT Miller, and Adam Fox ties it at 5.
Long headband feed by Fox up to the Sharks line. Miller whips a backhander across the ice. Radish moving in, shoots, score! He scores the hat trick. Radish getting his second career hat trick with a blast from the right wing side. And this game is tied 5-5 with 8:10 to go.
Oh boy, we're having fun now. 5-5, it goes OT, and you need a moment. That's exactly what the San Jose Sharks got for their first win of the year.
Smith backhands over to Celebrini, right side, cycles it back to Smith. Smith with speed down the left side, cross the line, holds the puck. He's got Celebrini breaking in. Macklin goes for the win, and he shoots it. It's stopped by Shesterkin from the point-blank range, 5 feet in front of the net. Celebrini digs it free. Cross-eye Smith shot. He scores! Will Smith gets the game winner from Macklin Celebrini, and an entire Sharks bench comes roaring out with Nedeljkovic from the goal crease to celebrate with Will Smith. The Sharks win it in overtime, 6-5.
Fantastic call from the Hall of Famer Dan Ruzanowski as the San Jose Sharks get their first win of the year, overtime at Madison Square Garden. Will Smith from Macklin Celebrini. A huge, huge sigh of relief, and now the Sharks can focus on the rest of the season. And I know that sounds relatively hyperbolic, but it's all the rest of the season after you deal with a protracted losing streak to start the year. San Jose's got win number one. Breathe easy. Head coach Ryan Warsawski afterwards talking about the first period being a moment that the team played some good hockey and really showed more of the style that he was hoping to see from the team.
Yeah, for sure. Did some really good things again in the first, similar to the Islanders game, so we're starting to figure out what that identity looks like. Again, it has to be more consistent at times, but again, second periods are tough in the National Hockey League, with changes and puck play. So, good teams are going to jump on you with those decisions. So we'll learn from that and we'll get better.
And Warsawski mentioned the corrections that the team had made in terms of their overtime play 3-on-3.
Yeah, we obviously talked about it after that first game. So we kept the puck. You see Smitty comes out with the puck. We make a good chance to Mac. Again, we fight for a puck. Mac wins the puck. And then their skill comes out.
The skill came out indeed. And the Sharks were able to use a beautiful pass from Celebrini to Will Smith, who just absolutely hammered it home. No chance to stop that puck. And there was a quote in the postgame where Macklin said that he felt that Will wasn't going to have any trouble hammering that home. And unfortunately, the audio that came out of postgame is not the best. Had some good stuff from Warsawski. He was a little quiet on Reeves. But Reeves had some very, just kind of not eye-opening, but just he thinks very highly of Macklin Celebrini, and he's not shying beyond the fact that this kid is going to be a star, and he already is.
Yeah, I mean, he's a superstar in this league already. I said it before the season started that he's going to be one of the best in the league, and he's proven early that he already is. So it's good to see. It's good to see the young guys firing like that. We need those guys to step up in big games, and they both did.
And I think it's important to note that Macklin Celebrini at the end of that game versus the Islanders, he kind of took over, right? He was the guy making things happen, driving lines, giving San Jose a chance to find that game-tying goal. They didn't, mind you, but he took over that game. And then last night in New York against the Rangers, he took over that game with a hat trick and two assists. That's what superstars do. They take over games. If you watched any of the Warriors last night, you saw Steph Curry do it, right? Having that ability at such a young age is tremendous for San Jose, A, and B, gives you an idea of just how talented he is because, we are still watching him grow into his game. Right now we get the occasional flare-up from him like this. This is his second career 5-point game, but you should be very aware of what he's capable of. You see him take over these games. You see him drive the offense, creating opportunities, finishing chances. We're just at the start, guys. I'm not trying to put any undue pressure on Macklin Celebrini, but you see where this is trending. And if you've not been a believer of Celebrini, and I know that most Sharks fans have been based on what they've seen up to this point, but if you're someone from the outside who's watching those highlights and thinking to themselves, well, maybe he is as good as everyone's saying he is, I assure you he is. He is dangerously good. He's a problem for the entire NHL, and he's, barely 80 games into his NHL career. This is only going to get more fun from here. But we are just about out of time. Coming up tonight, or today, this afternoon, it's 3:30 pregame once again, 4 o'clock go time, second night of a back-to-back on this road trip, game 3 of the 4-game roadie, the 3rd of 3 in New York. Dan Ruzanowski and Alex Stalock on the call right here on the Sharks Audio Network. We'll have Morning Skate, we'll have Teal Report, we'll have the build-up for you, all the Sharks coverage you need right here on the Sharks Audio Network. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.
We got a fight on the ice. It's Ryan Reeves against Matt Rempe. This is a heavyweight battle for the ages here at center ice, and everybody's on their feet in the cart and on both benches. Ryan Reeves and Matt Rempe getting ready to battle. They're squaring off. They're circling. Rempe thought about a left. Ryan Reeves thought about a right. Are they going to go? Here they go. A couple of little left jabs for both guys against each other. Then Reeves with a roundhouse right above. Makes some contact. Reeves another contact. Rempe contact. Reeves stuns him, but there goes his helmet. There goes Rempe's helmet. They are going toe-to-toe here. Down goes Rempe. Reeves coming back. Rempe right back up and coming right back at Reeves. Reeves gets a hard right to the head. And now Rempe coming back. A couple of left jabs. Reeves coming hard with a right. The crowd is on its feet screaming and yelling. And these guys are still going at it at center ice. Finally, the linesmen are stepping in as Rempe tries to finish him off, but he can't do it. And he's dragged.